I'm going to ask Pastor Deborah to come up right now. We passed out a prophetic word that has been shared by a prophet in the body of Christ, and so Apostle John Eckhart shared it from his site, and I was listening to it, and actually Pastor Deborah had sent it, a copy to me, and there were so many things in the word that, you do need a microphone, don't you? There are so many things in the word that speak to what God is doing, not only around the body of Christ and in the earth, but some things specifically for this house. And so while I have a printed copy for you, I want her to read it because I want to get it out in the air. I want to get it in the atmosphere. Yes, and so just listen intently, follow along if you have a copy, and please.
The season of I never would have thought. This is the season of I never would have thought. The Lord spoke to me recently and I heard him say, this is the season of I never would have thought. And the sense surrounded me powerfully of 1 Corinthians 2:9. But as it is written, what eye did not see and ear did not hear, what never entered the human mind, God prepared this for those who love him. This is why the scriptures say, things never discovered or heard before, things beyond our ability to imagine, these are the many things God has in store for his lovers. That's from the Passion Translation. Friends, the Lord is leading you further into your destiny. He is awakening you in greater ways to who you are in Christ and who he is in you. There is a major shift taking place in the body of Christ right now, where the Lord is awakening people from their slumber. He is breaking limitations and containments that have kept you hidden in the dark. He is breaking the delays that have kept you withdrawn and chained. He is breaking the lies, the comparison, the doubts, the fears that have kept you from stepping further into your inheritance in Christ, manifested in greater ways. The Lord is calling you out.
Yes.
He is calling you out into a place of the greatest awakening of your life concerning your destiny and the plans that he has for you. You will no longer be held back and hidden away from what God has called you to and how he wants to use you. You have met your divine moment right now in this season where things are going to rapidly align.
Yes.
Where heaven and earth will collide in such a significant way, catapulting you further into your destiny. Your destiny of loving him, making him known, extending his kingdom, and walking in the pathways he has for you. You have been in the hallway of waiting for so long, but now
yes.
You have arrived on the runway of divine takeoff.
Thank you, Jesus.
The Lord said that this is the season of I never would have thought, because you haven't even imagined what God has planned for your life that he is releasing you into in this season. The way that God is going to move for you and through you is going to be unlike anything you have ever experienced or seen. There have been many caged messages within many of you. The message God has placed within you, the song that your life will sing that releases his heart and his love to the world, is being broken open. The Lord showed me there is a great outpouring that is going to take place in your life and the spheres of influence he has given you to extend his kingdom and see his glory come. No longer will you doubt about how God uses you or the gifting he has given you, because the power of his spirit is
yes.
bringing such momentous awakening and activation within you
yes.
that his spirit will flow through you powerfully. Things will start to make sense in greater ways of how the Lord uses you and new ways he wants to use you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Do not fear unfamiliar territory. I heard the Lord say, do not fear unfamiliar territory, for the Lord will lead you into unfamiliar places and begin to use you in ways you never thought. Gifting will arise in your life in this season that you never knew you had. These giftings and anointings on your life, the enemy has had hard, has come hard against, and many have been confused at the battle. But the battle is breaking, and the birthing of new giftings and anointings are coming forth. For the unfamiliar territory that he is and will continue to lead you into will be territories and pathways of seeing the greatest display of his power and his glory that you have ever seen. There will be many tears of awe and wonder at how God is using you.
Yes.
Everything will be impacted. Your households, your children, your spouses, your workplaces. God is bringing major reformation, and you have a key part to play. No longer will insignificance chain you or torment you, but boldness and joy will blossom within you as he moves through you in power. So many you can't do that lies will be broken off you.
Glory.
As you step deeper into I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Philippians 4:13. Steward the favor and display his power well. As I watch this incredible awakening and activation taking place in the body of Christ and such major off-the-charts moves of his spirit through his people, there were major releases of favor and open doors that were happening. God is opening significant doors, setting up significant divine appointments, and releasing greater favor to see his kingdom extended, his glory revealed, and the gospel heralded further and louder than ever. But in the major shift and release of favor and opportunity, I felt his heart so strongly encouraging us as his people to steward the favor, opportunity, and mighty demonstrations of his power well. Stay deep in the secret place and stay close to his heart. I heard him say, don't assume anything in this season. Ask me. I have this sense of urgency and the fear of God in this major shift we are in to really be living close to his heart more than ever, with our ears on his chest, listening to his heart. We must be people who steward favor, opportunity, and increase well. With every door, every release of favor, with every shift, ask him. It's not a place of asking in fear or as a slave. We are children of God, and we partner with him in what he is doing. But there is a great need for wisdom. For pride will try to trip up many in this season, and the Lord is wanting to safeguard his people, protect their hearts, and see them living deeply in the place of deep dependence upon him. In this season of I never would have thought, you are going to see the heart cry continue to increase from within you that says, I can't do this without you, Jesus. Only in you can I do this. Friend, this is a very strategic, historic, defining season in your life. God is about to do through you what you never thought would happen. He is about to show himself so strong and do the impossible through you.
Yes.
The power of God that is going to flow through you is going to astound you.
Thank you, Father.
I heard the decree in heaven. The Lord and the angels were decreeing loudly, get ready to be astounded.
Yes, the Lord
spoke again. Yes, the enemy for so long has tried to muffle your sound, but no more. My sound through your life is about to become so loud. I am about to thunder through you with my voice, my power, and my love. You are about to move. You're about to move further into your destiny, history maker. Together, we are going to shape and change history. The battle has been fierce, because of what we are about to do together. The decree has gone forth and paved the way. Now you are about to enter the way my decree has prayed.
Hallelujah. Come on, if you receive that word, come on, lift up a shout in this house. Come on, come on. Do you receive that word? Oh, some of y'all look like, oh, well. Come on, you receive that word? Come on, you receive that word? Come on, say, I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. Did you say her name?
I didn't. I just wanted to mention that this is a word that was given by Prophet Lana Bowser. She's from Australia, I believe, and a prophet in the body of Christ. And again, grab hold to the prophetic, take it, place it somewhere where you can see it, read it, turn it into a prayer, because this really is the season.
Thank you, Jesus.